I never called it anything. A chocolate, or whatever it was spread, mm-hmm. a blank donut, chocolate donut, or
all right.
cream-filled donut. Or
did you ever see a rectangular donut?
No, ma'am.
You don't believe in rectangular donuts. I can tell. How about one that was filled with jelly?
Sure, but they're not square.
Well, what do you call it, though?
Jelly-filled.
Okay. Would you ever call it a Bismarck?
No.
Okay. Suppose it's twisted.
I don't know.
All right. What would you call a finger ring with a large, gaudy stone? Any types of finger rings?
Dinner ring, that's what I think of.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a big gaudy stone?
Big gaudy rock, I don't know.
Rock, okay.
I wouldn't call it anything.
Okay,
like
how about a name for knee-length shorts?
Bermuda shorts.
All right, and longer than knee-length?
Pedal pushers.
Mm-hmm. And higher than knee-length?
Short shorts.
Yes. Name for clothes previously owned by someone else?
Hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it's not from a family member, but you go out and buy them in a thrift store.
Used, second-hand.
Mm-hmm. Good. Do you have any slang names for very fashionable clothes?
Faddish.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Stylish. No, that'd be an answer that would be. No, I don't.
All right. What would you call the kind of bag that you would store clothes in the closet in the winter?
Storage bag.
What would you call the kind of bag that you get them back from the dry cleaners in?
Cleaner bag.
And the kind of bag that you take them on the airplane in? A long bag.
Suit bag.
All right. Can you name some types of shoes?
Tennis shoes. Dress shoes.
Are these men's that you're naming right
yeah.
now? Okay.
Loafers. And loafers can either be dress or casual shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Topsiders. Deck shoes, which are something like tennis shoes, but different. These are deck shoes.
Mm. How do they differ?
The bottoms.
Oh.
Tennis shoes are made for more friction than these.
Mm-hmm.
Although I need a retread on these.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
That's fine. How about some women's shoes?
Sandals. Men and women. Platform. High heels. Open toed.
Mm-hmm.
Pumps. My mother used to wear pumps. I don't know what they are, but she used to wear them. A patent leather pump, she said.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can think of.
All right. How about some hairstyles? You do men's first.
I don't know names for men's.
All right.
I don't know names for women's either.
All right. Really? How about blacks?
Afro. That's the only one I know.
Okay.
I can describe different styles, but I don't know what they're called.
Okay, well, we'll just move along to the next thing, then.
It'll take for hours.
We've got a couple of pages now of name-calling coming up, so if you can think of any of this, let me know. What would you call an effeminate male who's not necessarily homosexual?
Sissy.
All right, and what about one who is homosexual?
Homosexual, gay, faggot, forever, names forever.
Any others?
I can't think of any.
All right, then how about a female who is masculine but not necessarily homosexual?